Episode 969, Calm the Anxious Spirit.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is your inspiration day. Get up. It's time to get moving. Maybe you had a longer weekend. Maybe you're just coming off of the, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did all of that in a weekend. It's time to rise and shine because God's got plans for you. And we're chatting about something interesting that I think we all deal with, especially at the beginning of the week. We don't know what the week's going to bring, and it's all about calm the anxious spirit. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses News newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. And also, I got to tell you, I got a little bit of an anxious spirit myself because Create Your Now TV is around the corner. Yes, you want to be on board when this goes live. It's on our YouTube channel. So click on the link in the show notes, Create Your Now TV. Click subscribe so you don't miss anything. Yes, if you're here on the podcast, be sure, I know, I will let you know that we are totally live right now, that you can find all of our podcast episodes uploaded there on a daily basis. Now, if that wasn't anxiety enough to get all of that in, and you're still here listening to me, I just want to give you a big, huge squeeze across the airways, a hug that says, you know what? You matter. You matter. Today is a new day. Today is the best day ever. Calm the anxious spirit. Let God consume you. Let him wash away all of your concerns. We all have struggles. And no, they're not equal struggles, but they can bring about the same amount of pain. It doesn't matter my pain versus your pain. I want to give out a shout out to Wendy. Wendy, I'm praying for you. She's having surgery. She broke her wrist, and right now she's sitting there and it's crooked, and she's going into surgery today to make it not so crooked. Calm the anxious spirit. Let God consume you. Let him wash away all of your concerns. Take all of your pain, all of your hurt, all of your, well, what about me? Any of those weird thoughts that keep you going the wrong direction. Because we all struggle. And the older we get, the harder the fall. It seems further. I dropped my pen before I started recording this. And I looked down and I'm like, that's a really long ways down to go pick up my pen. I know, it's just a pen that fell to the floor. You're like, you're healthy, Christiane. You can pick that up. Yes, but as a child, we would have thought nothing of it. But if you're sitting down on a couch all comfy and you're wrapped up and you're in focus land and you're like, oh, I cannot wait to chat with my tribe and the community that we have here all across the world. That pen was a long ways away. Yes, it's just a pen. It doesn't compare to somebody else's marriage falling apart or someone who is facing a medical crisis. We all struggle though. And the thing is, it doesn't matter the pain to God. He wants to take it all from you, all of it, from the little itty, itty bitty things to the monstrosity, the monsters that haunt us every single night. Yeah, so the older we get, the longer the fall, the harder we fall. No wonder we don't push ourselves to what we see as impossible. We want to be able to know we can accomplish it before we ever get there. The anxious spirit wells within us. We feel out of control. All focus is lost. Is that what you face in your new week? Where you think, oh, I just don't know what's coming up. It gives me butterflies. I'm applying for this new position and my job, and I just don't know if I'm going to get it. And every single day I walk in there, I know people are going to be looking at me because they know I applied for the job. Everybody has questions. I have questions. Maybe it's your marriage and you're separated right now from your husband. From your wife. And you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You only know that in this moment, it's chaos. And you don't like the feeling. The kids are upset. You just feel like you're hanging on with a thread. That builds up this anxiety. We feel like we have no control. And that's one thing in the human spirit that we want to have is we want control. I love control. But God doesn't want us to have that control. He wants us to relinquish it to Him, to give it all to Him, to surrender the control, because today is a new day. Today is the best day ever. Calm the anxious spirit. I was challenged this weekend. Some of you know that my husband came up. You know, we're in the process of moving, relocating. Well, he's already moved south. We're still up north. And he actually drove up for the long weekend, Labor Day here. And it was awesome, but I didn't want to let him go. I didn't want him to go back home, which will eventually be our home, but back to where he needs to go, where God has him placed right now. And every single day, or actually it wasn't every single day, it was every single minute that passed, a 30 minutes or an hour, I was like, it's closer to when he has to leave. And at one point in the weekend, I found myself more concerned and more worried and more focused on when he was going to leave than him actually being there. And what's one thing I say all the time? Be present, be present, be present. God wants you to be present in your life. And if you have this anxious spirit, you are not present. Maybe you're sitting there right now, you're driving to work, you're driving home from work. You're going, oh, I got that. I've got an anxious spirit. I don't know how to calm it. Yeah, so I was challenged this weekend, my fret, my worry, and it was just getting in the way. I wanted to see greater results, quicker results. I wanted our house to be sold already. I already wanted to know that in so many months or whatever was going to happen, that was going to be our next big move, when we could join and become a family once again, not just a separated family. We are family still, but it's hard to operate like that. It also brings back memories of when my dad would go off to war. And I would lay in bed at night and cry tears because I knew he was fighting and he was with other soldiers taking care of them. Yet he couldn't be here to take care of me. Calm the anxious spirit. You see, it's all about those emotions that get in our own way. We have to figure out how we can control them. When your emotions are a distraction, watch out. It's a big red flag. It's beware. You know, you see these dog signs like beware of dog. Same type of thing. When your emotions are out of control, when you're more focused on your anxiety or your worry or your concern, God can't do his work through you. You've put up a roadblock, a brick wall. You put up this huge monstrosity that God can't get through because you won't let him. Because you're consumed by anxiety, by worry. I want to share with you a Bible verse, Psalm 94, verses 17 through 19. Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Calm the anxious spirit and dwell in joy. Not the joy by your doings, but by God's doings. What's going on in your life today? What does your week look like? Are you already freaking out about it? I'm telling you right now, calm your anxious spirit. Let God take it. For those who are still surviving Hurricane Harvey and trying to get through all of the junk that they have to go through. They didn't ask for this. I can only imagine the worry that they have, but God can take care of all of that. And in the midst of a storm can be joy. Calm the anxious spirit and dwell in joy. This is a new day. Today is the best day ever. Invite God into your day. Invite him in. Don't assume that he's just going to be there. He wants to walk with you. So talk to him today. In fact, let's talk to him right now, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. For those who are listening to my voice, Lord, I pray that you will lay your healing hand upon them, that you will remove their anxiety, their worry, their concerns, Lord, that you will meet them right where they're at, Lord. that you will give them resounding joy so that they may dwell in you so you can shine your light through them. Lord, we know that life isn't easy and we all struggle, but you know our pain. Lord, meet us right where we're at. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today is a new day. Today is the best day ever. Go out, calm the anxious spirit, your anxious spirit, and dwell in God's joy. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.